Morning.
大家有些弟兄姐妹可能知道，我们上周周一到周五我们出去度假，我们一家出去度假。
Perhaps some of you know that my family were in vacation from Monday to Friday last week.
然后在这度假当中，我们赶上两件新闻级的事情。
And in this vacation, we met with two new things.
虽然不是大的新闻，但是也是就是不是大的新闻。
It's not a great huge news.
那第一件事情就是我们在 Smoky Mountain 的 Deep Creek camping 的时候，当时那个下午的时候下暴雨，结果那个溪水就涨上来。
And so the first one was when we were at Smoky Mountain, we were camping, it was pouring, and so the water kept on rising.
然后当天夜里在半夜就有很多camper 然后半夜就拆掉帐篷。
So in the midnight, many campers have dismantled their tent and went home.
然后我们就是其中的一个。
We were one of them.
然后第二天就上新闻了。
Second day was on the news.
不过我在这里的话，如果大家有小孩的话 ，Deep Creek 那个地方还是很推荐你们去的。
So if you have kids, I recommend you to go to Deep Creek. It's a nice place.
因为那个最著名的地方是那个 tubing， 是很好玩。
So there is a very fun thing to do there.
那第二件事情就是我们回来，然后在 Gainesville， 在75号的时候，然后在那里遇到大暴雨，就八月五号。
And the second time was on August 5th as we were coming back on Gainesville, and I-75 was pouring again.
然后就是以为那个暴雨突然下来，然后当时在路上什么都看不见。
And because it was a thunderstorm and it came suddenly, we couldn't see anything on the road.
所以当时就有很多的车祸发生。
So there was a series of accidents that happened.
然后我们过来，我们一路看到，就是光我们这边往南走的至少有三起。
So even as we go down south, there were at least three accidents.
然后每一起都至少有三辆车在里面。
And every accident is involved about three vehicles.
然后在往北走的路上，我们过去也看到有一起发生。
So on the way north, we saw one accident.
然后第二天我们再去看新闻的时候，不是不光是在 Gainesville， 而且是在 Tampa 到 Naples 的那条路上，那个有一个更大的车祸发生。
So the next day, as we saw the news, it's not just on Gainesville, but even in Tampa and go all the way up, there is a huge accident there.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，如果下雨天开车的时候，在高速上的时候要小心。
So brothers and sisters, if you are driving on a freeway on a thunderstorm, please be careful.
但是我们很感谢主保守我们。我们没有碰到这样的事情。我们虽然被堵在那里，但是我们没有发生的事情。
We give thanks to God that He has preserved us, even though we're stuck in a jam. We did not meet with an accident.
但是我们同时也为那些在车祸当中，受伤的这些人，为他们祷告。
We also pray for the victims who are involved in the accidents and are hurt.
好，我们今天的经文是在约翰一书的4:7-21.
Today our section of scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7-21.
我们的题目是上帝是爱。
And our topic is God is love.
好，我们一起来读一下这段经文。我们还是用起印的方式一起来读。我来读单数节，大家读双数节。
Let's read this section of verses responsively. I will read the odd number verses and you the even.
第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生的，并且认识神。
Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是
And sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段话语仰望交托在你的手中。
O Lord, Father, we commit this section of scripture into your hand.
愿你在我们当中居首为掌王权。
May you be lifted up high and be exalted among us.
愿你的圣灵来使用孩子，使用孩子来高牧孩子的口。
And may your Holy Spirit anoint the mouth of the preacher.
愿你感动孩子，使孩子能够在你的面前放胆的、忠心的传讲你的话语。
Move the preacher so they can preach your word loyally.
主啊，愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权。
May you be lifted up and be exalted among us.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Listen to our prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，这是我们的今天的大纲是这样。首先，我们有一个引言。然后我们会讲这段经文的这段经文的架构，这段经文的结构。
This is our outline today. First, we have an introduction. Then we'll talk about the structure of the passage.
然后我们会讲这两次的重复，在这段经文当中有两次的重复，然后最后是总结。
And then we'll talk about the two repetition before we come to the summary.
那我们知道约翰一书它的主题是在讲爱，是在讲团契，是在讲 fellowship。
We know that the main theme of 1 John is talking about love, it's talking about fellowship.
然后它主题是在讲我们如何把我们基督徒的生命，能把基督的那个生命活出来。
And it's talking about how we can live out the life of Christ that is in us.
所以上次我们感谢加勒长老上次帮我们理了一下。
So we thank Elder Caleb for helping us to structure the passage last time.
我们也在这当中看到约翰写这封信的目的是什么。
And we know the purpose of John writing this epistle.
So 约翰在这里说，我写信给你们小子们啊，是让你们的喜乐可以满足。
And John says that I write this to you so that your joy may be complete.
那小子们啊，我写信给你们是为了让你们不犯罪，是为了让你们遵守神的诫命。
And children, I write this to you so that you will not sin and that you will walk in the commandments of the Lord.
约翰继续说，小子们啊，我写信给你们是为了让你们彼此相爱。
And John says, the children, I write this to you so that you may love one another.
所以约翰的主要目的就是说，我们既然是神的儿女，我们就怎样能够去把神的生命活出来。
And so since we are children of God, how can we live out as the children of God?
所以这个最重要的一个指标，最重要的一个一个衡量的指标就是说我们有没有彼此相爱。
The most important standard to see that is whether we are loving one another.
所以我们如果看这段经文约翰一书的四章七到二十一节我们就看到如果你有英文圣经的话你可以看到它的小标题是什么
And if you have the English Bible you can see the small topic to this section of scripture 4:7 to 21 What is that?
它的小标题就是 God's love and ours
And his small topic is God's love and ours
就是上帝的爱以及我们的爱
It's God's love and our love
所以我们在这里就看到它有两个维度
So over here, there's two sections.
一个维度就是垂直的维度，是上帝与我们的爱。
And one is the vertical direction, God's love and our love.
那么第二个维度是水平的维度，就是我们彼此之间的爱。
The second is horizontal, is the love between brothers and sisters.
所以如果弟兄姐妹有圣经，你没翻到，我们请大家翻到约翰一书的四章七到二十一节。
If you have the Bible, I invite you to turn to 1 John 4:7 to 21.
因为我在这 PPT 上不会把经文打出来，我只会把这个主要的主要的 part 列出来。
Because I will only list the important parts on the PowerPoint and not the whole scripture.
但是我的讲道都是由这些经文来发出来的。
But the preaching will be coming from the scripture text itself.
所以你请你们翻到这段经文，这有帮助你来个理解讲道。
Yeah, so you have at that part of scripture, you will understand the preaching better.
好，我们下面我们来看这段经文的结构。
Now we are to look at the structure of this passage.
我知道我们在神学院的时候，然后我们神学院有个写作中心，我们写作中心的主要的目的就帮助我们如何写论文。
And so in the writing center of our seminary, there is the writing center's job is to help us to write theses.
然后我们写作中心的老师就告诉我们，其实写论文很简单。
The teacher in the writing center tells us actually it's very simple.
这每一个论文基本上都有三部分构成。
There is three sections to a thesis.
然后第一部分是第一段，然后在中间，在第一段当中，你要把你的 thesis， 把你的主题能够很明确的能够写出来。
And so the first part you have to write your thesis in a clear and succinct way。
然后最后是一个总结，最后叫这个 conclusion。
And finally, there's the conclusion, the last part。
然后中间是你的论证。
And so in between is your argument。
你的论证可以有两点，然后又可以有三点。
You can have 2 to 3 points for your argument。
可以有更多的 parts。
Or you can have more parts to it。
但基本上就是这个三段论。
But it's this three-part thing。
那我们可以看到，在约翰一书的4:7-21，基本上也是按照这个三段论来构成的。
So if you look at chapter 4:7-21, is according to this three-part as well。
如果你看翻到圣经，你可以跟着我一起来看。
If you are at your Bible, you can follow me over here。
然后7-8是他的第一段。
7-8 is his first part。
是他的总结，在这当中就约翰就提出他的论点。
And so over here, John talks about his argument。
他的论点是什么？他的论点就是说，神是爱，所以我们要彼此相爱。
His argument is that God is love, and so we must love one another。
就两点。
There's 2 points。
第一点就是神是爱。
The first point is God is love。
然后第二点就是，所以我们要彼此相爱。
So the second point is that we are to love one another。
因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神生的。
Because love is from God, and all that loves is from God。
凡有爱心的都是认识神的。
And whoever has love knows God。
没有爱心的就是不认识神的。
And those who do not love do not know God。
为什么？因为神是爱。
Why? Because God is love。
所以我们如果认识神的话，我们就应当彼此相爱。
So if we know God, we will love one another。
因为神是爱。
Because God is love。
所以这是第一段。
This is the first part。
然后我们再如果再看到，我们看的19-21是他的总结。
If you look at 19-21, it's his conclusion。
那么这个总结的话，不是对这个第一段的简单的一个重复。
It is not just a recap of the first part。
而是在第一段的上面有一个发展。
But it's extending, it's progressing from the first part。
但是它的主要的重点是一样的。
But the same, the main emphasis is the same。
所以这主要的重点就是两点。第一点就是因为神是爱。
And again, the main emphasis is 2 points. First, God is love。
第二点就是说我们要彼此相爱。
And second, we are to love one another。
所以我们看19节，我们就看到我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
And so in 19 it says we love because he first loved us。
但是它不是简单的重复，在20节、21节又这样说：如果我们说我们爱神却恨我们的弟兄，我们就是说谎的。
But he's not repeating. He's 20. He says if anyone says I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar。
但是如果你不爱你所看见的弟兄，你就不可能爱你看不见的神。
For he does not love his brother whom he has not seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen.
你如果连你看见的弟兄你都没有办法爱，你怎么能够去爱那看不见的神呢？
If you cannot even love the brother whom you can see, how can you love the God whom you cannot see?
所以爱神的也当爱弟兄。
And so those who love God must also love his brother.
所以我们看到这两点，首先是神是爱，神先爱我们。
So these 2 points again, first God is love.
然后是我们要彼此相爱。
And then we are to love one another.
然后中间是约翰的论点。
And so of course the middle portion is his argument.
所以我们这个论据它我们可以分为两段，第一段是在9-13。
And in this argument we can separate the 2 parts again, for the first part from 9-13.
这是第一次的重复。
This is the first repetition.
然后第二次的重复是在14-18。
The second...、
是在14-18。
The second repetition is from verses 14-18.
这是第二次的重复。
This is the second repetition.
虽然是两次的重复，但是每一次的重点都不一样，每一次的侧重点都不一样。
And even though it's repetition, the emphasis of the different repetition is different.
我们先看第一次。
Let's look at the first one.
9-13。
9-13。
然后在9-13里面，我们先看9-10。
In 9-13, we look at 9-10 first.
在这里，约翰在讲到神为我们做了什么事情。
And over here, John is telling us what God has done for us.
那神为我们做了什么事情呢？
What has God done for us?
在这里讲到两件事情。第一件事情就是神差他的独生子到这世间来。
The first thing that he says is that God has sent his only begotten son to this world.
第二件事情就是说神差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And the second thing is that he sent his only son to be a propitiation for us.
然后神做所有的这些事情都是因为神是爱我们的。
And God did all this because God loved us.
所以神差他的独生子到这世间来， 就像约翰福音的约翰福音的三章十六节里面所说的，神爱世人，甚至差他的独生子，甚至差他的独生子，使我们相信的就可以得永生。
And so God sending His Son into this world is like John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
第二点就是耶稣基督为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And the second point is that Jesus has become our propitiation.
所以这两点其实在讲什么
？What is these two points talking about?
其实这两点就是在讲福音。
It's talking about the gospel.
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
福音就是讲我们是罪人，就是我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯了罪之后，然后我们都是在罪当中。
And gospel is saying that we are sinners. Since Adam and Eve sinned, we're all steeped in sin.
所以我们都是活在罪，我们都是在罪恶过犯当中，就像以弗所书里面所说的那样，我们死在罪恶过犯当中。
And we are all in our sins and trespasses, just like Ephesians says, we're dead in our sins and trespasses.
我们没有办法脱离这个罪。
We cannot separate ourselves from this sin.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们与这位创造我们的主、创造我们的上帝、赐我们生命的上帝隔绝。
And because we're sinners, we're separated from this Lord who gave us life.
所以我们没有办法回到上帝那里去。
We cannot return back.To the Lord.
所以我们就与这位生命的源泉隔绝。
And we have been separated from this source of life.
所以我们在这世上的生命就成为暂时的。
And so our life on this earth is temporal.
就像是摩西在诗篇里面所说的，我们强壮的，我们可以人的寿命不过是七十岁，强壮的可以到八十岁。
And just like Moses in Psalms say that those who are strong can live to 70, or those who are stronger can live to 80.
但是有一天我们是要死的。
But one day we're gonna die.
有人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And there is a death for everyone, and after that, there's judgment.
我们之所以是这样的一个结局，我们之所以是一个状况，都是因为罪的缘故。
And we're in this condition and status because of sin.
所以我们要再次回到上帝那里去的时候，我们首先要解决这个罪的问题。
So if we are to return back to God, we have to solve this problem of sin.
那我们在我们的人类的历史上，不管是在东方是在西方，我们看到各种各样的宗教，我们看到各种各样的哲学。
In the history of mankind, whether it's in the east or the west, we see all kinds of religions, all kinds of philosophies.
那这些所有的宗教、所有的哲学，都希望能够解决罪的问题，都希望能够回到那个终极那里去。
All these religions and philosophies wish to solve the problem of sin to go back to the ultimate.
但是没有一个宗教、没有一个哲学能够解决这个罪的问题。
But none of them can solve the problem of sin.
因为我们都是罪人，我们活在罪的当中。
Because we're all sinners and we're living in sin.
但是因为上帝爱我们，上帝不愿意我们在这样的光景当中。
But because God loved us, He does not want us to mire in our situation.
所以他就差遣他的独生子来到这个世界。
So He sent His only Son into this world.
所以耶稣，所以在两千多年前。那个圣父、圣子、圣灵当中的第二个位格圣子，就借着圣母玛利亚怀孕，然后降生在这个世界。
And so, in 2,000 years or so years ago, the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, was being born by Mother Mary.
就道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Word became flesh, and He dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
然后他不但是神，不但差他的儿子到世间来，而且差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
God not only sent His Son into this world, but He made Him the propitiation for our sins.
所以这个挽回祭是什么意思
？What is this propitiation? What does it mean?
那英文的中文是挽回的意思，对不对
？And in Chinese, it means to redeem back.
那挽回的意思就是挽回神的愤怒，挽回神对我们的态度。
Or to satiate, to propitiate the wrath of God.
因为我们是罪人，我们活在神的震怒下面。
Because we are sinners, we're living under the wrath of God.
因为神是公义的。
And because God is righteous.
圣经上说他是公义的，他断不以有罪的为无罪，必要追讨他的罪，自负己旨，直到三四代。
And the Bible says He is righteous; He will by no means clear the guilty. He will pursue the sins to the children's children.
所以必须要有人为这个罪付出这个代价。
So someone has to pay the penalty for sin.
那么这个罪的代价是什么
？What is this penalty of sin？
这罪的代价就是死。
This penalty is death.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世界，他的目的就是为了做这个挽回祭，就是为了死在这个十字架上。
And so Jesus Christ came to this world to die on the cross because the penalty is death.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世上，他的目的就是为我们而死在这个十字架上。
It's his purpose of coming to this world, Jesus Christ, is to die for us on the cross.
所以我们如果在耶稣基督里面的时候，耶稣基督就替我们付出了这个罪的代价。
And if we are in Christ, then Christ has paid this penalty for sin for us.
所以上帝的愤怒就被平息，上帝的公义被满足。
And God's wrath was satisfied, his justice was fulfilled.
这就是挽回祭的意思，所以我们再次可以回到上帝面前。
This is the meaning of propitiation, that we can come back to the Lord again.
那么我们在这段经文当中看到上帝做这些东西都是出于什么
And over here we see all God has did all this for what? Out of what?
乃是神爱我们
Because of his love
所以他做所有的这些东西都是因为出于神的爱
He did all this because of his love
所以我们就在耶稣基督身上我们在十字架上我们看到上帝的公义和上帝的爱在这里相遇
And so on the cross we see that God's love and God's justice meet
那上帝做这些的目的是为了让我们借着他可以得生命。
And so God has did all this so that through him we can have life.
是出于他的爱，目的是让我们可以得生命，可以得永生，是我们可以再次回到那个生命的源泉那里去。
So it's out of love that we can have eternal life and that we can go back to the source of life.
所以在这里我们就看到神的爱。
So over here we see the love of God.
我们可以看到上帝的爱。
We see the love of God.
所以在第九节、第十节，然后约翰讲了上帝的爱之后，在十紧接着在十一到十三节，约翰就讲：所以，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要彼此相爱。
And so immediately after 9 to 10, then John continues to say that, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
我们为什么要彼此相爱呢
？Why should we love one another？
在十一节里面说。神既然这样爱我们，所以我们也应当彼此相爱。
Verse 11 it says, "If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another."
所以我们彼此相爱，我们就是效法神。
And if we love one another, we are imitating God.
所以这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点，然后第二点在十二节里面说，我们如果彼此相爱，神就住在我们的里面。
And in verse 12, it says, if we love one another, God abides in us.
然后在十三节他说不但我们住在神的里面而且神也住在我们的里面。
And verse 13, not only that we abide in God, but God abides in us.
所以约翰在这里说我们如果彼此相爱的话我们如果彼此相爱的话我们就是与神相交的。
Then if we love one another, then we are in communion with God.
我们就是与神联合的。
We are united with God.
我们知道圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神。
We know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Triune God.
那么圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们三位是三个位格，但是是同一位神。三个位格之间是彼此相交的。
And so we know that these three persons are three persons, but they are one God, and they are having communion.
那么在神学上就有一个词，专门有一个词来形容这样的关系，叫 perichoresis.
So there is a theological term to describe this relationship called perichoresis.
这个词的意思是什么？这个意思，这个词的意思就是说是彼此穿透，你中有我，我中有你。
And this phrase basically means that they are in one another and they are abiding in one another.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是彼此穿透，你中有我，我中有你。
And so the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are in perfect communion with one another, one abiding in another.
我们这个世界，我们这个宇宙是神所创造的。
And this universe and this world is created by God.
所以我们这个宇宙，我们这个世界当中，我们这个宇宙当中有神的印记在那里。
And so this creation has his image in there.
所以我们在耶稣基督的身上，我们也可以看到这个 perichoresis 的印记。
We can see in Jesus Christ's perichoresis the mark of it.
所以他的耶稣基督是完全的神，又是完全的人。他的神性与人性之间是彼此穿透，但是又是有分别的。
And so he is totally human and totally divine, is residing one another, but is still distinct.
我们在另外一个方面，我们看到我们与耶稣基督的联合也是一个 perichoresis.
And on another sense, our union with Christ is also perichoresis.
那么在圣经里面，耶稣基督经常说：“住在我们里面，住在我里面的，我也常住在他的里面。”
And in the Bible, Jesus always say, "Those who abide in me, I will abide in him as well."
所以，我们与耶稣基督也是一个彼此的穿透，也是你中有我，我中有你。
And so we with Christ is the same. We abide in him, and he abides in us.
而且我们透过与耶稣基督的联合，我们与神联合。
Through the union with Christ, we are united to God.
所以约翰在这里说，我们如果彼此相爱，我们就是与神相交的，我们就是与神联合的。
And so John says here, if we love one another, we are in communion and fellowship with God.
为什么？因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以这是第二点。第三点，约翰在这里说过，就是我们如果 在这里说，如果我们是彼此相爱，我们就是认识神的。
And the third point here says, John says that if we love one another, then we know God.
在十二节里面，约翰说，从来没有人见过神，但是我们如果彼此相爱的话，意思就是说，如果我们彼此相爱的话，我们就是认识神的。
And in verse 12, it says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, it means that if we love one another, then we will know God.
然后第四点，约翰在这里说，我们如果彼此相爱的话，爱神的心在我们的里面就得以完全了。
And so fourth point is that if we love one another, his love is perfected in us.
这是什么意思?
What does it mean?
这个意思就是说,如果我们没有彼此相爱的话,我们爱神的心就不完全。
That is to say, if we do not love one another, our love for God is not perfect.
所以弟兄姐妹,如果我们没有彼此相爱的话,我们如果对我们的弟兄姐妹还有苦毒,还有怨气,还有不肯饶恕在我们里面,告诉你们,你们爱神的心是不完全的。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you are still harboring bitterness and jealousy and envy within your hearts to another brother or sister, it tells you that your love towards God is not perfect.
所以我们如果彼此相爱的话，我们爱神的心就完全了。
If we love one another, then our love for God is perfected.
然后在十三节里面，约翰在这里说，神将他的灵赐给我们，神把圣灵赐给我们，所以从这个圣灵，我们就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
In verse 13, it says that God has given us of His Spirit, and by this we know that we abide in Him and He in us.
所以约翰在这里其实在讲，我们是与神相交的。
And so,John is saying that we are in communion and fellowship.
我们与神联合。
We are united with God.
然后这个联合的方式就是借着圣灵，我们与神联合。
And this union with God is through the Spirit.
所以我们住在神的里面，神也住在我们的里面。
We abide in God and He in us.
因为我们与神联合，因为神是爱，所以我们应当彼此相爱，这是很自然而然的事情。
And because we are united to God, He abides in us. We abide in Him. We should love one another.
如果我们不彼此相爱的话，你就是与神没有相交的。
If we do not love one another, we do not have union with God.
所以我们在这里看到这第一次的重复，约翰在讲我们与神相交，但是约翰讲的主要的侧重点是神为我们做了什么事情。
And so over here we see the first repetition is John is saying that we are to have communion with God, but the emphasis is on what God has done for us.
而是神在这样的一个联合当中，神在这个相交当中，从神的一方来说，他做了什么事情。
And so in this union of God, from God's perspective, what He has done for us.
所以从他的一方来说，他差他的独生子来到这个世间，他差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
From His perspective, He has sent His Son into this world, and He has sent His Son to be propitiation for us.
然后从十四节到十八节是讲第二个方面。
And Verses 14 to 18 is the second part.
我们先看14节到16节。
And let's look at 14 to 16 first.
然后在14节16节里面是讲就是在这个我们与神相交我们与神联合当中我们应该做什么事情。
And so 14 to 16 is talking about in this union with Christ, what should we do?
因为这个相交是彼此的彼此是你中有我我是如中有你是彼此的穿透的。
Because this fellowship is abiding in one another.
所以在这我们这个方面我们也要做一些事情。
So, and on our part, we have to do certain things as well.
所以我们看我们要做什么事情。
So what should we do in verse 14 to 16?
所以首先我们在这里看到就是约翰在16节里面说神爱我们的心我们也知道也信。
And so in verse 16, first John says that we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us.
所以约翰在这里说神爱我们我们知道这神爱我们。
And John here says, God loves us, and we know that God loves us.
我们知道神差他的独生子来到这个世界。我们知道耶稣基督为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
We know that God has sent Jesus Christ into this world, and that He has sent Him to be propitiation for us.
我们知道神爱我们，神为我们的为我们有一个救恩，有一个计划。
And we know that God loves us, and He has a plan of salvation for us.
首先是我们知道。
First is that we know.
然后第二点是我们也承认。
And the second,
在十五节里面说，凡认耶稣为神儿子的。
And the second point is that we confess. In verse 15, it says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，我们也住在神的里面。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and
在罗马书的十章里面说，我们若口里相信，我们口里承认耶稣基督为主，然后心里相信神使他从死里复活，我们就必得救。
In Romans, it says that if we acknowledge with our mouth and we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, we will be saved.
所以我们不但知道神爱我们，而且我们也承认认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We not only know that God loves us, but we also confess that He is the Son of God.
我们也承认耶稣基督是主。
And we confess that He is Lord.
是我们生命的主。
He is the Lord of our life.
然后第三点，他说我们不但要我们知道，我们也相信。
And the third point is not that we know, not only that we know, but we also believe.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，我们也相信。
And the love that God has for us, we know and we believe.
在希伯来书十一节里，十一章里面说。
Hebrews 11 says,
凡到神面前的人必须相信有神，而且相信神赏赐那也寻求他的。
Those who come before the Lord must first believe that there is a God and that he will bless those who look for him.
所以在这里我们看到我们必须相信，也必须相信有神，而且相信神是慈爱的，神会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And so first of all, we must believe that there is a God and that he is good and he will reward us.
而且我们必须相信神对我们所存的意念是赐福的意念，是赐平安的意念。
And we must believe that God has a plan of good for us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在痛苦当中，当我们在艰难的环境当中，当我们在疾病当中的时候，我们是不是还相信神对我们的意念是赐福的意念，是赐平安的意念。
Brothers and sisters, when we're in suffering and trials and temptation, do we still think that God has a good plan for us?
当你在学校里面你没有考到好成绩的时候，当你没有上到你所心里面所渴望的那个 college 的时候，你是不是还相信神对你的意念是赐福的意念，是赐平安的意念？
If you don't attain the results that you want, if you're not going to the college that you want to go, do you still think that God has a good plan for you?
当你在工作当中你没有得到那个你应该得到那个 promotion 反而被 lay off 的时候，你是不是还相信神对你的意念是赐平安的意念？
And in your career, if you have not gotten a promotion that you ought to have but you were laid off, do you still think that God is good to you?
那你想留在美国的时候但是你却留不下来的时候，你是不是相信神对你的意念是赐福的意念，是赐平安的意念？
When you want to remain in the States but you couldn't, do you still think that God is good to you?
你是不是相信神是爱？
Do you still believe that God is love?
所以我们不但知道我们，而且承认，而且我们相信，而且我们要做见证。
And so we don't only know, believe and testify, but we are to testify.
所以十字诫里面说父差子做事的救主，这是我们所看见并且做见证的。
And so here he says that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior. This is what we know and we testify.
所以我们活在这世上，我们的一言一行，我们在工作当中，我们在家庭当中，我们在生活当中的一言一行都是见证这位救我们的救主。
So all our actions and speech and thought in our everyday life is to testify to the Savior, our Lord.
都是见证神对我们的爱。
It's to testify to the love that God has for
us. 都是见证神差他的独生子耶稣基督为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
And to testify that Jesus has been sent to die for us on the cross.
见证神的恩典，见证神的爱。
To testify the Lord's grace and his love.
所以这是约翰在这里讲，这是从我们这个一个方面所做的事情，所以我们才能够与神相交。是什么？就是我们知道神爱我们，而且我们承认耶稣基督是主，是神的儿子，而且我们相信是神是慈爱的，而且我们见证他的慈爱。
And so this is what John is saying on the second repetition. First, that we know that God loves us, we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, we believe that he knows us, and we testify to his love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
住在爱里面的就是住在神的里面，神也住在他里面。
And those who abide in love, God abides in him and he in him.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们要彼此相爱。
And so, brothers and sisters, we ought to love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
We ought to love one another.
在十七节里面这样，如果我们彼此相爱的话，爱在我们里面就得以完全。
And in verse 17 again it says, by this is love perfected with us when we love one another.
如果爱在我们得以完全的时候，我们就在审判的日子，我们就可以坦然无惧。
And when this love is perfected with us, we can have confidence for the day of judgment.
因为在爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Because there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear.
那约翰在这里讲什么？
What is John saying here?
那约翰的意思是什么？
What does John mean?
为什么在爱里面就爱既得以完全，就在审判的日子就可以坦然无惧呢？
Why is it that when this love is perfected in us, we can have confidence for the day of judgment?
我们知道这个审判在指的是什么。
We know what this judgment is pointing to.
这个审判就是指在耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，在世界末日的时候，所有的人都要复活，在那个白色的大宝座面前接受那个审判。
This judgment is the second coming of Christ when everyone will be resurrected and they will stand before the great white throne.
所以在启示录里面我会看到，那个时候有你的名字记在生命册上的时候，你可以进天堂；如果你的名字不在生命册上的时候，就要在那个永远的刑罚当中，就要记在地狱里面。
And in Revelation we see that on that day of judgment, if your name is recorded in a book of life, you can have eternal life, otherwise you'll be cast into hell.
那约翰为什么在这里说爱如果在我们里面完全的话，我们在审判的日子就可以坦然无惧呢？
Why did John say that when this love is perfected in us, we may have confidence at the day of judgment?
因为我们如果彼此相爱的话，我们如果彼此相爱的话，这个就是我们生命所结的一个果子，这证明我们是与神相交的，这个就证明我们是与基督联合的。
Because if we love one another, then this is the fruit of our life, of our spiritual life, and to prove that we are in union with Christ.
这就证明我们是在基督里面，基督在我们的里面。
It's the proof that we are in Christ and Christ in us.
因为我们如果我们在基督里面的话，基督为我们所做的一切，他在十字架上的挽回之计就对我们有效。
And because if we are in Christ, then all that Christ has done for us, his propitiation is useful for us.
所以基督在十字架上他承受了那个最后的审判。
And so Jesus on the cross, he bore the punishment of sin.
所以他是为我们承受了那个最后的审判。
He bore the last punishment for us.
所以基督在十字架上他说我的父我的父为什么离弃我。
And on the cross he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那是真正的死亡。
It's a true death.
那是与神隔绝的。
That is the separation from God.
所以他下到阴间里面下到地狱当中。
So he went to Hades, to hell.
他承受那个神的烈怒。
He bore the wrath of God.
因为那是最后的审判提前施行在基督的身上。
Because it's the final judgment first cast on Christ.
因为我们在基督里面，所以基督替我们承受了最后的审判。
And because we are in Christ, Christ has bore the final judgment for us.
所以我们在审判的日子，我们就不再被定罪。
So on the day of judgment, we are no longer guilty.
我们就是那些名字写在那个生命册上的。
We are those whose names are recorded in the book of life.
所以我们如果爱在我们里面得以完全，我们如果彼此相爱的话，就证明我们在基督里面。所以在审判的时候，因为基督的缘故，我们就不再被定罪。
And so when we love one another, this love is perfected in us. And on the day of judgment, we are in Christ. And so we are no longer under judgment.
所以在爱里面没有惧怕。
So there is no fear.
在爱里面没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
这句话有两层的含义。
There is two-sided meaning to this.
那么第一层的含义就是说，在最终审判的时候，因为我们的爱就证明我们是基督属基督的，所以我们就不再惧怕。
And so, the first side is that on the day of judgment, when we are standing before the judgment, because we have love, and this, there's no longer fear for us for the judgment.
那第二层的含义就是说，我们在实践这个方面的。
The second is a more practical side.
所以当我们看到我们弟兄姐妹去犯罪的时候，我们就不再害怕去 confront 他。
And so when we see our brother and sister sinning, we are no longer fearful to confront him.
如果我们真的是出于爱他的话，我们就不会害怕去指出他的罪，不会害怕去批评他。
If we really love that person, then we will not be fearful of trying to point out the sins that the brother has.
所以爱里面没有惧怕。
So in love, there is no fear.
但是要记着，我们是在爱里面的。
But you must remember, it must be in love.
很多的时候我们不是在爱里面的。
Many times it's not in love.
所以爱既完全，在审判的日子就可以坦然无惧。爱既完全，在爱里面就没有惧怕。
And so, because love is perfected, we can have confidence on the day of judgment. There is no fear.
所以我们在这里看到这两个重复在讲我们与神的相交。
This two repetition is talking about our union with God.
我们的与神的联合。
Our union with God.
然后第一个方面讲神为我们做的事情，然后第二个方面讲我们要做什么事情。
And the first talking about what God has done for us, and the second talking about what we should do.
所以我们既然与神是相交的，我们与神是联合的，因为神就是爱，所以我们也应当爱。
Since we are in fellowship with God, we are united to God, and because God is love, we ought to love one another.
所以我们不但要去爱神，而且我们要彼此相爱。
We not only need to love God, but we need to love one another.
所以在这两个在这样的一个类句之后，然后约翰就进入他的总结。
So after these two arguments, John went into his conclusion.
他总结是什么？我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
His conclusion is that we love because he first loved us.
我们能够爱，是因为神爱我们。
We can love because God loved us.
所以我们的爱是从神而来的。
So our love comes from God.
弟兄姐妹，我从小生活在一个家庭当中，我从小我不知道爱。
Brothers and sisters, I grew up in a family where I do not know love.
我爸爸从小对我要求很严格。
My father has very high expectations of me.
所以我从小没少被打屁股。
So I've always been punished by my dad.
然后我四岁的时候，我的妹妹就诞生了。然后我从小我就觉得我妈妈偏向我的妹妹，我妈妈很偏心，她偏我妹妹，不爱我。
So when I was four, my sister was born, and from then on, I feel that my mom was biased towards my sister.
但这是从一个孩子的角度去看的。
This is from my perspective as a child.
然后所以我的印象当中，我父母对我的关注就是因为我是一个好学生，我总能在学校里面拿第一名或第二名。
So my parents' concern for me is that I'm always a good student. I can get first or top.
所以从小学到初中到高中。
So from elementary to middle to high school.
然后到大学。
Even into the college.
所以我的印象当中，父母只是期望我能够有个好成绩。
My impression is that my parents want me to have good results.
所以我从我的角度，从我的视野的角度，我没有知道，我没有感受到这样的爱。
So from my perspective, I've never experienced this love.
但这个不是说我父母不爱我。
It's not to say that my parents don't love me.
但在大学的时候，我信主，信主的时候，我发现我不知道怎么去爱。
So in college, when I was converted to Christianity, I realized I don't know how to love.
因为在我的生命当中，似乎都是功利性的。
So in my life, it's all legalistic.
所以我发现我是一个很自私的人，我是一个很自我为中心的人。
I realize I'm a very self-centered, selfish person.
我不知道如何去爱。
I don't know how to love.
所以我记得在2000年的时候，我记得很清楚，我在那个时候向神就祷告。
And so
我说主啊，我不知道我如何去爱。
In the year 2000, I remember very clearly I was praying to God, I don't know how to love, O Lord.
但是我向神祈求，我说神啊，求你让我学习去爱。
But I pray to God, may you help me to learn how to love.
那神就听了我的祷告。
And God heard my prayers.
然后神就在后面的年日当中就帮助我学习如何去爱。
And God has helped me in the later years to teach me how to love.
那我昨天在给我太太分享这个事情的时候，我太太就给我说，所以神就差遣我的太太来到我的面前，让我学习如何去爱。
So then God has sent, I was sharing this with my wife, and then she said, so then God sent my wife to me so that I can learn how to love.
所以我太太在这些年中受了很多的苦，因为一个不知道爱的人如果学习去爱的这个，所以她当中她受了很多的苦。
And so my wife has suffered much because when this person does not know how to love and learning to love, she would have suffered.
但是感谢神，我们的婚姻是有盼望，是因为虽然我不知道爱，但是我们有一位爱的神。
About my, I give thanks to God that our marriage is hopeful because even though I don't know how to love, but we have a loving God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这当中，我们弟兄姐妹如果有任何借口说我不知道如何去爱，所以我就不去爱。如果我们有这样的借口的话，弟兄姐妹，我告诉你们，你们没有这样的借口。
Brother and sister, so you don't have the excuse of not knowing how to love because you say, I don't know how to love, so I don't need to love. You don't have this excuse.
因为你如果你不知道如何去爱的话，你可以向神祈求，向神求，让神知道你如何学习去爱。
Because if you do not know how to love, you can pray to God and ask Him to teach you so that you may learn how to love.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
所以在二十节，约翰就说：“如果你说你爱神，但你却恨你的弟兄，你就是说谎的。”这句话是说得很严厉的。
In verse 20, it's a very stern word. He says, "If anyone says I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar."
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要思想，我们现在对我们的弟兄，我们的心里面还有没有怨恨
？So you have to think of your heart. Do you still have any hatred to your brother?
有没有苦毒
？Is there any bitterness?
有没有不可以原谅的事情在我们的里面
？Is there any unforgivable sins in your life?
如果还有的话，我建议你尽快与你的弟兄和好。
So if you do have, please reconcile with your brothers immediately.
如果你说你爱神，但却恨你的弟兄，你就说谎的。
If you say I love God but you hate your brother, you are a liar.
因为你不爱看得见的弟兄，你怎么能够爱那看不见的神呢
？Because how can you love an unseenable God if you cannot love a brother whom you can see?
所以弟兄姐妹，爱神的也当爱弟兄。
So brothers and sisters, those who love God should love brothers and sisters as well.
这是我们从神所受的命令。
This is the commandment that we have from Him.
所以这是一条命令，是神所受的命令。
This is a commandment from God.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
所以我们在这里看到两种爱，一个是神对我们的爱，一个是我们的彼此相爱。
So we see two kinds of love here. The first is the God's love for us, and then our love for one another.
我们也看到爱的两个维度，一个是垂直的维度，一个是我们对神的爱，一个是我们的彼此相爱。
And these two spheres as well. First is the horizontal direction where God loves us, and the vertical direction where God loves us, and the horizontal direction where we love one another.
所以这就是耶稣基督说最大的诫命是什么？你要尽心尽力尽性尽意爱主你的神，其次也相仿要。
And that's why Jesus said the greatest commandment is you are to love the God with all your soul, mind, heart.
我们如果彼此相爱的话，爱神的心就在我们里面完全了。
And if we love one another, the love of God is perfected in us.
我们在审判的日子也没有惧怕。
And we have no fear on the day of judgment.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起在神的面前祷告。祷告向神祈求，让我们能够知道彼此相爱。
So brothers and sisters, let us pray before God so that we may know and learn how to love one another.
也让我们学习彼此相爱。
And let us learn to do so.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你差遣你的独生子来到这世上，差遣你的独生子为我们做挽回祭。
We give thanks to you that you have sent your only son into this world and you have made him a propitiation for us.
我们感谢在我们与你相交的这样的一个事件当中你采取了主动。
And we give thanks to you that in this matter of fellowship with you, you have taken the initiative.
主啊，今天在这个相交当中，在这个联合当中，主啊，我们知道你是爱，我们也承认你是主。主啊，我们也相信主啊，你是慈爱的神，我们也见证你的爱。
And in this fellowship of trust, we know that Lord, you are love. We believe that you are love. We confess that you are God, and we testify that you are love.
主啊，帮助我们彼此相爱。
Oh Lord, help us to love one another.
主啊，我们不知道如何去爱。
We do not know how to love.
主啊，但是我们向你祈求，求你来帮助我们，让我们学习爱。
But we pray that you will teach us how to love.
主啊，你知道我们是罪人，我们都是以自我为中心的，我们都是自私自利的。主啊，我们都是 self-centered.
Oh Lord, you know that we are sinners and we are all self-centered.
主啊，但是我们向你祈求帮助我们，让我们学习彼此相爱。
But oh Lord, we pray to you that you can teach us to know how to love one another.
我们爱，因为你先爱我们。
We love because you have first loved us.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.